Genesis chapter 33. For those of you who, when you hear me say, when you hear us talking about the holidays, you're thinking, wait a minute, what holidays are you talking about? We have just come through the season where we have been taking time to acknowledge and remember the Feast of Trumpets, which is Rosh Hashanah, the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, and we just this last week finished the Festival of Tabernacles, or Sukkot. And we made a commitment this year to honor all of those and to acknowledge them, because all of them tell the same story as the life of the patriarchs. And we, last week, for those of you who are able to come down to Norman, you'll remember that we took time. I wanted to highlight three experiences in the life of Jacob that the Jewish rabbis actually see as being thematically connected to these final three feasts of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Tabernacles. The first one was Rachel's womb. We talked about how the Bible says that God remembered Rachel. And one of the main themes of Rosh Hashanah, or the Feast of Trumpets, is that God remembers his covenant. When we sound the shofar, God remembers, hey, I'm in covenant with those people. And then when his people hear the sound of the shofar, they remember, hey, I'm in covenant with him. And so we talked about how Rachel's, the opening of Rachel's womb was really sort of thematically connected to that particular feast. Then we looked at some of the experiences of Jacob as they pointed to the Day of Atonement, that he was alone with God, just as the high priest goes in and is alone with God, that he brought a tithe that he separated to give to Esau. We talked about all the things, and this isn't going to make any sense to you, but we talked about all these different elements from the life of Esau that point to the Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement sacrifices. And so then last week we came to Genesis chapter 33, verse 17, where it says, Jacob journeyed to Sukkot and built for himself a house and made booths for his livestock. Therefore, the place is named Sukkot. And Sukkot is the name of the Feast of Tabernacles. It's the last holiday. And we took time to really stress this one point, and that is that you have to complete the journey. That our ultimate destination is Sukkot, but because it is it's really funny because it's a holiday that sort of pictures the temporary and at the same time pictures the eternal. It reminds us that God came and tabernacled with his people in the wilderness for a season. It reminds us that Jesus came and made his tabernacle amongst us and dwelt amongst us, as John talks about. It reminds us that we're in this world for a short time, but ultimately we're looking for an eternal tabernacle when God comes and spreads his tent over us and we're with him forever. So what makes all this so important, and why should it be relevant to us? Because it shows us that God's holidays are not just Jewish holidays, but they are patterns of how God weaves his purpose into our lives. Just as the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, David, all of them, just as they discovered that the very same messages and lessons of the feast were being woven into their lives, really what you discover is all of the Bible is about the same thing. It is a revelation of God's unchanging purpose. Whether you come to a verse where you're talking about the tabernacle, it's all a revelation of God's unchanging purpose. If you're reading the story of one of the great personages of the Bible, it's all of how God is faithful to his unchanging purpose. When you're reading of the great holy days that God gives to Israel, it's all about God's unchanging purpose and how he takes that purpose and weaves it into your lives. And a few weeks ago, we talked about how important this is, that God doesn't just want you to celebrate the feast as if the message is in the feast. He wants you to become a living, breathing testimony that God's unchanging purpose begins to demonstrate itself through as well. And so when you begin to harmonize and synchronize your life with God's purpose, pretty soon you're going to begin to see God's purpose being lived out in your experiences. Well, tonight, we are going to look at the latter part of Genesis chapter 33 and try to make it all the way to chapter 35, verse 4. To that end, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you tonight in the precious name of Jesus, the worthy Lamb. And Father, I pray that even as you have inhabited the praises of your people, that now, Father, your Spirit would have his way in our hearts and our minds. Father, I truly and genuinely ask that the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, that he would be the teacher tonight and not me. Father, you know that I've labored and struggled with this message. And so, Father, I pray that you would just take over and that this would be your time and not mine. I thank you, Father, for those who have been here in the past and those who are here for the first time tonight. Father, whether we're all together in a room like this at the same time again, Father, make this time count. I ask that your Spirit would help us to redeem this moment in time. I pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen.